USA News, I'm Lance Pry. FBI Director Christopher Wray, testifying this week on Capitol Hill, says America is prime for another terrorist attack.
In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson, on Fox News last night, responds.
The failures of the whole administration and what's happening at the border. And so we've had it open for almost 3 years now. We've had millions and millions of people come in and also known terrorists. And so it would not be surprising to us if terrorist cells are setting up shop around the country. Secure the border. That's what the American people want. It's a top priority of ours, but it has not been for the White House.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told reporters the central bank will not raise the Fed's interest rate at their next meeting. The interest rate is what banks pay the government for money, which in turn combats inflation. But the side effect is what we're seeing now in America. Everything is very expensive. It's the second meeting in a row the Fed held interest rates steady following 11 rate hikes, including 4 this year. A New York Republican delegation attempting to expel George Santos from the House of Representatives failed to win a majority last night, much less the two-thirds majority needed to accomplish their goal. The final vote was bipartisan, 179 to expel, 213 against, and 19 members voting present. Santos still faces multiple criminal indictments for fraud and identity theft. The Texas Rangers are World Series champions. Texas defeated Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 last night. Shortstop Corey Seager is the MVP. USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
President Biden was on the campaign trail yesterday.
President Biden visiting Minnesota and emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas.
It's about making things in rural America again. And that's exactly what the historic legislation we passed has done, creating new and better markets and new income streams so that generations of rural Americans can begin to thrive again.
Speaking from Dutch Creek Farms in Northfield, Biden unveiled over $5 billion in fresh funding for agriculture, broadband, clean energy, and infrastructure in rural areas across the nation. The president emphasized that young people in these regions should have opportunities for employment without having to leave their homes. I'm John Schaefer.
Would you want to buy a haunted house? You'd be surprised what people think.
Turns out, most people would. A new Zillow survey found that 67% of people in the market to buy a house would absolutely purchase one that was haunted, as long as it was in good condition, a good location, and it was affordable, or maybe it had some other big appeal. Some people actually want a home that has ghosts. Nearly 30% say they were more likely to buy a house if it was labeled as haunted. I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden is meeting the presidents of Chile and the Dominican Republic this afternoon in the Oval Office. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.